when you finally wake up to the fact that must say it again. When you finally wake up to the fact that every movie, every book, every song, every action, job, relationship, everything is just a copy of the Bible, something in the Bible. When you wake up to the fact that everything that you do, everything that you deal with, has already been scripted in the Bible, and you're just learning how to navigate. And if you don't have some Bible knowledge, you won't be able to navigate it really at all. There's nothing new, like the new movie, The Silver Surfer. So the lady comes in on the surfboard and she says, your planet has been marked for deletion. God is already going to renovate this earth. She says, you better hug your loved ones and tell them stuff you wish you would. You better tell people stuff that you haven't told them. In other words, you're getting ready to die. That's already. People die. The Bible says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Then she says, hell, your destruction. Hell, the new beginning. Hell, Galactus, something like that. I haven't looked the word hell up, H-A-I-L. But it's talking about like praise and worship or something like that. Or pay attention to and give honor to, something like that, probably. And so even the new movie Silver Surfer has already been. They just changed it up a little bit. Last time it was a Silver Surfer man. Now it's a female. You already know that they're going to win. You don't know how, but they're going to figure out a way to beat Galactus. And so Doctor Who series, you could watch the Doctor Who series, the newest ones especially, and you already know what's happening. You've already seen it. The love stories, the betrayal, all of it's already happened. Scripture tells you. Gomer and Hosea, that's pretty much the Gentile nations. Hosea marries the prostitute Gomer, and she always goes back to slavery, and then she runs back to Hosea. Gomer gets put on the slave block, and she runs back. She gets in trouble, and she always runs back. Typical narcissistic Jezebel. They always get in trouble. They don't even know why they go get in trouble. They just get in trouble. And it's a trouble they make in their own mind. That's the weird part. They cause the trouble. I don't care if it's your job. I don't care if it's your family. I don't care if it's a movie, a TV show. I don't care if it's Groundhog Day. I don't care if it's Truman Show. The Bible's already told you. Nothing new under the sun. Sun. The book of Proverbs has already told you. Solomon. Genesis, Hebrews, it's already written, people. The 3 o'clock witch's hour. As soon as you're getting ready to wake up, so that old hag jumps on you at 3 o'clock to try to keep you from waking up. But the only reason that old demon's trying to jump on you is because you're getting ready to wake up, and the devil knows it. You go to work every day and you go home. If you're single, you wish you were married. If you were married, you wish you were single. Because everything becomes routine, no matter who it is, what it is. And a lot of people try to spice it up a little bit, but they get in trouble when they try to do that, usually. And then they go back and say, you know, I wish I wouldn't have done this. I wish I would have just stayed where I was at and done what I was doing. Corporate laws, business laws. The words you speak, you ought to know that it's just a repeat, because every word that you speak, you've already spoke 1,000 times. You're using the same sentence structure. You're looking at the same colors every day, the shapes, the symbols. You're taking the same steps. Everything is happening as a repeat. And the purpose for that repeat on the outside is to birth you on the inside and to make you self-aware. To teach you to love your neighbors, yourself, and be kind and not be selfish. And to teach you to move into praise and worship of God. Be thankful in all things. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct your path. But most people are greedy and selfish, and they don't want to serve. They want to be served. If a husband and wife served each other, there would never be a divorce. But it's always one tip. There seems to be a tit for tat somewhere along the line. But if they would serve each other, there would never be a divorce. And there shouldn't be an expectation. It should just be, it should just come natural. If there is an expectation, the other spouse probably should go above and beyond. And I'm not talking about buying flowers and stuff like that. I'm talking about actual practical stuff. You could go pick some flowers if you needed to outside, and that'd be better than buying them, right? Because you actually picked them with your own hand. This money, this thing about have to spend money, you know, kind of is ridiculous. But yeah, everybody wants to be served, but they don't want to serve. I'm looking at 2 ambulances and 4 fire trucks. And a couple of assistant trucks. Must have been a big wreck over there. Yeah, the queen bee serve me syndrome is totally antichrist. It's really antichrist. It's no different than somebody wanting to get a job where everybody's under them, but instead of servant leadership, they don't even know what servant leadership is. There's some people so greedy and so pride, so much, has so much ego, that they want to be be God in your life and manipulate your free will and your ego. And what do we call these people? The narcissists. They wouldn't know what servant leadership was unless they're trying to manipulate. They probably know what it is, but they only use it to manipulate, to get somebody locked in and tied in. They hate your freedom. If you're free, they want to take away your health, your job, your house, your car, your everything. That's how evil some people really are, narcissistic wise. There's some women out there that hate men so bad they want to kill them, and there's same with men. But some women hate, I've watched it, you know, and the women probably say it about the men. I've watched it. There's women out there that hate your freedom so bad or so much that they, not only are they jealous, but they actually want to take you out. They actually want to take you out. They hate your freedom. They hate it. They hate your peace. Whether somebody paid them to attack you or whether it's just innate in them, it don't really matter. Somebody behind the scenes that hates your peace and your freedom, and it's namely the devil, a demon spirit in them, you know. And so even that war has been going on since Genesis 3. Hath God said, you can be your own God. So when Eve went into her fake reality bubble thinking she can be her own God, what does she have to do? She has to create her own reality. So what's she want to do? Get Adam to submit to her. Adam to do her will. Adam to do her vision. She wanted to create her own reality, so she had to use Adam, use some other person to build her reality, because she couldn't build it on her own. Because it don't exist. It's a fake reality. So she had to paint a picture of a fake reality and get Adam and some other people that were going to come on the scene, which hadn't been born yet, to support her fake reality. And it's like, they had to hide. But God wasn't putting up with it. And then Cain wanted to create his own fake reality, right? Cain wanted to build his fake reality. He wanted to bring the offering the way he wanted to do it. Go green crap. Instead of a animal sacrifice, like God said, because sin is so bad, it had to point to somebody being in pain. The blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Cain couldn't handle that. And so Abel, he did, and he was content. I mean, Abel went God's way. And Cain was bad. He didn't want to kill an animal, so he killed Abel, a human. That's how convoluted it is.
Bacon, egg, and cheese bagel?
Yeah.
10:13.
Cain didn't want to do the animal sacrifice, so he did a human sacrifice. That's how convoluted these people are. Let me say that again. So Cain didn't want to go God's way. He wanted to create his own reality. What happened? Something inside wasn't right. He didn't want to worship God the way God said. He wanted to do his own thing. And so he ended up killing Abel. Instead of doing an animal sacrifice like God said, which God never really wanted sacrifice, but he was a type and shadow. It was a temporary cover until Jesus showed up on the scene, and it was all temporary. Long story short, it's about the heart, and Cain didn't want to get right in his heart, so he ended up, instead of going God's way, he kills a human. Now, think about that. Cain kills a human. Tells you they're upside down. deep down, nobody really wants to do any kind of, they don't want to eat meat and all that protein, but God has made it clean, you know. In the book of Acts, he talks about it. You got to survive down here. And if you go back to before all this industrial stuff, the Indians and the people surviving, you know, they would go out in the woods and hunt. And I'm sure it's still happening in the places that are not developed like this place. They're hunting squirrels and rabbits and everything else to survive, to eat. It's kind of a rough life down here. But I'm doing two things at once, driving and dealing with some traffic, crazy stuff going on here. But what is my point? My point is, if you don't do it God's way, you're going to do it the wrong way. And it's going to be worse. There's going to be more pain involved. Just like I said, if two people are both are sacrificing, it'll work out. But if not, it's going to be a split, and it's going to be more pain involved than if you would have just sacrificed for the kids and everything else. It's kind of a rough life, really, if you really think about it. But you can make it better by just being content with what you got. But most people are not content. They want more, 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 more. The eye's never full. More, 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 more. I forgot. Forgot what I was talking about. Sorry. Let me just scroll back and see how I started. Oh, yeah, so I remember now. So everything that you do is already written. Every movie, every TV show, every message, everything that you think, it's already written in the Bible. And you think you're outside of it. And just like Eve thought she was out, Cain thought he was outside of it. If you try to step outside the script, you're going to mess yourself up. If you try to do it outside of God's way, it's already determined, predetermined. You're going to hurt yourself. The more you submit, take up your cross, deny yourself, do it God's way, the easier things will flow. The more you resist God's way, whether it's in a marriage, a job, whatever, paying your bills even, whatever, the more you resist, the worse it's going to get. It is what it is. It's already written. And when you wake up to the fact that every movie, TV show, song, everything is based on the Bible, some Bible story, you're going to have to wake up and come to faith and really realize what you're in and know that it's all God. It's all the Word. It's all the script. It's finished. What happened at the cross is playing out every day, all the time in your life, no matter what you're doing. The cross is playing out everywhere all the time.